John Schmeling, S-C-H-M-E-L-I-N-G. He's only 41 years old. He's a construction worker, C-O-N-S-T-R-U-C-A-T-I-O-N. He's having trouble with both of his thumbs. He actually was able to trigger for me, T-R-I-G-E-R. So he has a trigger thumb, but he has an unusual pain in his thenar eminence, T-H-E-N-A-R. So this made me suspicious, and I did then do a Phalen's, and it was positive 50 seconds. On his right thumb was tingling at the tip of his finger, more the middle finger, and some pain in that thenar eminence, negative on his left thumb. So I think he has a carpal tunnel syndrome and a trigger thumb. I reviewed his x-rays, and they were not bad looking at all. There's minor little changes, so I didn't see any arthritic problems there. I did not inject his thumb, first of all, because he's a hard worker, but secondly, I wanted to do EMG first, so I don't want to have this interfere with that. So we're going to get an EMG to see how bad his carpal tunnel is. And then I'm studying him on Voltaren, VLTR again, to try to help calm down some of the swelling in that area. So he's going to return with that EMG, and then we'll try to make a game plan for him, period. If his carpal tunnel is significant enough, then he could have the tenovaginotomy, T-E-N-O-V-A-G-I-N-O-T-O-M-Y, at the base of his thumb at the same time as he had the carpal tunnel release, which would create a REL, R-E-L-E-A-S-E, period.